There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage. This is Gamertag Radio, the Gamertag Radio exclusive. Let's get this started.
All right, so we're back here, Gamertag Radio. Now we just finished watching the EA press conference here during E3 2015. And right now we're driving now to the Ubisoft press conference. So while we're driving, I have Q here and also Pete Rock. Pete, how you doing, man?
I'm exhausted, but I'm surviving. My mind is blown right now with two things, maybe three. First one out the gate, same way that they started the press conference, Mass Effect. I honestly didn't think they were going to show as much as they did. Granted, it was a teaser trailer, but oh my God.
Yeah.
If you are a fan of any part of the Mass Effect trilogy, as I am, I mean, just, you know, and I've said it on different shows, I fell out with the whole with number two, but I caught on with three. And wow, if there was a teaser trailer that got you amped to get back into that series, that was it. The other one, which was the totally, you know, unannounced, unknown IP that they were working on, which was Unravel. That looks like one of those games that will just catch you out of nowhere. And this is the one that, you know, Paris had the lucky opportunity to check out, and wow, if that's going to be a game that's along the lines of like Ori and the Blind Forest, where it's great for all ages, and it's one of those little adventure games that's just going to catch you there.
Yeah, I think to me that was the highlight of the whole EA press conference. Yes, don't get me wrong, I'm excited for Mirror's Edge, Mass Effect. Even Need for Speed looked pretty cool. Like, I'm excited for those games and stuff, but man, Unravel was just like mind blowing. It was something unique and different and refreshing to see, man, you know, because usually you always see the same typical games, you know, the sports and shooters and all that stuff. But see something like this that is totally, totally new and different, it's mind blowing. And you know what was a cool thing too? Seeing one of the developers that worked on this game, who was on stage, you could tell that he was very, very nervous. He was shaking. He couldn't really pronounce certain words. And I know, like, we were nervous, you know, before coming to E3 because of the whole thing that, you know, with the whole Gamertag Radio coverage and everything. And the reason that is because we're so passionate and we want this to be perfect. And that's how I see him on stage feeling the same exact way. You know, but man, it's so cool, man. And you know what's the crazy thing? I didn't know that was the game that Paris played. He said it was coming during a press conference. I just didn't know which one, you know what I'm saying? So that surprised me big time. But yeah, Mass Effect, wow, Pete, that was strong, man. Strong way to open up EA's press conference. Now, to me, overall, this press conference, I think, was like solid. It wasn't like previous years. I was like, wow. I think certain games just wasn't there. Like, of course, the whole EA Sports stuff. But it was cool seeing Pele there on stage. I think that was cool, right? But Mirror's Edge. Now, here's the thing. I'm excited for Mirror's Edge, but at the same time, I'm a little bit nervous. And let me tell me if you guys agree with me or not. I found the game that they showed, the gameplay that they showed, was too much fighting. Where's the puzzles? Where you know what I'm saying? Like the original Mirror's Edge. Where is it? I haven't seen it. I just seen a lot of fighting scenes.
Well, understand that to its core, Mirror's Edge is that parkour action adventure game where, you know, right now it's still early. I mean, I don't think it's coming out until 2016 anyways. So right now they've got to hook you. And the way they're going to do that is by bringing you in, bringing you back into the story of Faith and, you know, her and her team of scouts that run around through the city. I mean, that's the whole concept of that game, you know, running from the government, running for your life and trying to unravel, you know, the secrets and the mysteries. It's, hey, I talked about this weeks ago when y'all asked me what I was most anticipating or a prediction of what we would see. And I'm not going to lie, I took a gamble and guessed major, but I said Mirror's Edge playable on the show floor. So that's going to be one of those games that I'm really, really looking forward to putting my hands on. The other one that caught me by surprise, I knew they were going to show more Star Wars Battlefront because right now that's their golden goose for 2015. But I didn't know that they were going to drop another Old Republic saga called Knights of the Fallen Empire, where you've got twins from birth raised within the Jedi Order, and it seems like there seems to be a struggle, an internal struggle between the brothers to see who has, you know, bigger cojones, you know, who's going to be the bigger, badder brother. And it culminates ultimately with a battle between the two of them. So that's going to be, I mean, Knights of the Old Republic is just the whole Old Republic saga in series is etched in stone as one of the greats. I mean,
but let me ask you this: are you planning to check it out for PC or what?
That's going to be a PC for me. Just I want the glory and I want the beauty in all its 1080p 60 frames.
This is only a PC game. This is not a console at all. But I was asking if you were planning to at least try it out for a PC.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been playing the Old Republic, like, since launch?
No.
At all. Because it's not that good.
Okay. All right. Well, why you say that? Because I know there was a big hype, but then it like the hype just stopped quickly because of the, I don't know, they were charging too much or what, you know.
Well, of course, you know, they were charging for it at first, and then the gameplay was just buggy and it just wasn't really fun. I mean, the trailers that they have around the game and the CGI is just like amazing. That makes you really interested. And that's how they hook you. That's how they get you. But they didn't show any gameplay of what it was going to look like, if they're going to improve any of that. So that would be my concern.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I mentioned this many times on the show. I got goosebumps while watching Star Wars for the first time, Star Wars Battlefront at DICE Studio, where they're in Stockholm, Sweden. And I got goosebumps again when they presented Luke and Darth Vader fighting at the end of the gameplay scene. Wow, that, I can't wait for that game too, man.
Now, was any of what you saw during the Star Wars Battlefront stuff that you had already seen before? Like, was this just a rehash of stuff you've already seen, or was this new footage that they showed?
The stuff that, no, when I mean the stuff that we got to see, is the gameplay and the gameplay and the trailer that they showed. That's the stuff we all got to see, everybody, you know. But this is like totally new to me. Totally new. So that's what I was saying. I got goosebumps at the studio when they showed the trailer and the gameplay for the first time. And I watched this now for the first time, and it again gave me goosebumps. So it looks tight, man. And it's cool that they showed more than just... I'm excited that they showed just more than just the players. They show also like the vehicles and everything. I think that was very, very important to show that. Because, I mean, dude, 40 players in one game session, it's intense. So, and what else, PM? Anything else? I mean, that's about it for me.
Another one that I saw... We had heard earlier about Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, you're right.
But they gave us some more information on that. So it's the next iteration. It's coming out spring 2016. So there's still a long time to go for this, but some of the stuff that they talked about was they're going to be giving out free content updates throughout the life of the game, which is great to hear, because typically, and especially considering, you know, it's big bad EA, you know, they're going to be supporting this strictly because of all of the support they've gotten from the community, you know, as a result. And you get to transfer any Garden Warfare 1 characters in. So that's great. They also talked about the new Need for Speed, where they were going to do the environments twice as big as Rivals, but you're going to have the action from Carbon. You're going to have the racing skills from Most Wanted. What they're trying to do is they're trying to, you know, bring it back, because I think, and I've said this before, Rivals, I think, was the worst of the series. Like, I really, really did not like it. So, you know, it looks like EA is trying to clean house and bring all their stuff. Now, they did go back. They did, obviously, you know, because EA Sports is one of their, you know, bigger divisions. NHL and golf looked just like the next versions of it. I really don't see a lot of change. NBA 2016 looked really, really good from a graphical perspective. The new facial recognition, hopefully, I mean, they showed it on stage and it looked like it worked great, but you know, we've seen some of the examples of these facial, these facial recognition things, and it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really look too good. So hopefully this will be one of those opportunities. Madden 16 looks really, really good as well. They have a new mode called Draft Champions, yeah, which will work between console and mobile. And for those that are fantasy sports fans, you'll be able to do your own draft, but it's kind of like a round robin with three selections. So you don't really get the entire draft of the team. You'll get, you know, the system will select three players, and you got to pick from those three players to make your team. So other than that, I mean, it was solid. I mean, and I think more biased just because of the whole Mass Effect and Star Wars stuff. Yeah, yeah. But I can't complain. I think it was a pretty solid press conference.
Well, we're going to wrap it up because now we just parked and we're heading out to the Ubisoft press conference. So head over to GamertagRadio.com or play.it for more episodes live from E3. Stay tuned.